Welcome to the Talking Information Center. It is a Thursday, April the 9th, 2026. My name is Rod, and we are reading from the Patriot Ledger on this Thursday, April 9th. So let's get right to it, shall we? Because that's what you're here for at the Talking Information Center. All right, the front page of the Patriot Ledger, above the fold, the story says, here's the headline, dismissal likely for firefighter OUI case. He'll need to complete probation, alcohol education, court says. All right, here we go with the story from the Patriot Ledger, the front page. A Pembroke firefighter arrested in February and charged with drunken driving will have his case dismissed, provided he completes a one-year probationary period without incident and a driver alcohol education program, according to court records. Joseph Sincotta, 35, changed his plea from not guilty to sufficient facts on March 16th before Brockton Superior Court Judge Daniel Delorati, according to the case docket. Sincotta was found not responsible for a civil marked lanes violation. Under terms of probation, Sincotta was ordered to give up his license for 45 days and must pay a total of $350 in financial assessments, as well as the $250 fee for the driver alcohol education program, the court records show. Sincotta was off duty at the time of his February 22nd arrest. He crashed his car into a utility pole in Abington and registered a .244 reading on a portable breathalyzer, more than three times the legal limit, according to a police report. A witness told police that the driver of the Chevrolet, later identified as Sincotta, was tailgating him and swerved erratically. The witness said he pulled over to let Sincotta pass, and the Chevrolet swerved into the utility pole, stating that the collision caused the Chevrolet to go airborne and crash down into the ground, according to the police report. Sincotta, who was alone in the vehicle and declined medical attention, the report says. And now we have to go to page two of this story. I am going to do that right now, as I switch the page. And let's find, here we go. Firefighter, page two. Okay. Sincotta, who was alone in the vehicle, was not injured and declined medical attention, the report says. The arresting officer observed mildly bloodshot and glassy eyes, slurred speech, and an overpowering odor of alcoholic beverages emanating from his breath, the report states. Sincotta failed three field sobriety tests, the walk and turn, the one-leg stand, and the horizontal and vertical gaze tests, according to the police report. It should be noted that the vertical gaze nystagmus was typically only observed in individuals who are subject to a high degree of intoxication, the report said. At the Abington police station, the arresting officer found a receipt from O'Toole's Pub in Whitman for $155.69, the report says. After booking, Sincotta agreed to take an evidentiary breath test, which is more accurate than the portable breath test, according to the report. In order to take the test, police required Sincotta to refrain from belching, coughing, or touching his face and mouth for 15 minutes, the report says, which he was able to do. So sorry about the glitch there in the middle of that story, but we continue now with the next page. Back to the front page here on the Patriot Ledger as we read it. And this one here is the next story on this date, April 9th, 2026, from the Patriot Ledger here at the Talking Information Center. Convicted killer granted parole in Hanson man's death. A man who spent more than 15 years in a Massachusetts prison after being convicted of first-degree murder in a 2004 Brockton shooting has been granted parole, according to a March 24th State Parole Board decision. The six-person parole board unanimously voted March 24th to release Lewis Franklin, 39, to a Department of Mental Health group living environment, the decision said. Franklin was convicted in 2009 of first-degree murder in the shooting death of John Falcone, 30, of Hanson. Franklin allegedly fired four shots at Falcone, fatally striking him in the back during a drug deal gone wrong on August 23, 2004, prosecutors say. Franklin was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole, but a 2024 Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruling made life sentencing without the possibility of parole for defendants 18 to 20 years of age unconstitutional, according to the SJC's Mattis decision. Franklin, who was 18 when he fatally shot Falcone, was resentenced to life with the possibility of parole after 15 years. He appeared before the parole board in December 2025. The parole board explained in its March 24th decision that Franklin had participated in mental health programming during his incarceration and that he has a low risk level for future violence and has a strong support system available to assist with his transition. With structure and appropriate supports in place, the board concludes that Mr. Franklin's release is compatible with the welfare of society, the board wrote. Plymouth County District Attorney Timothy J. Cruz opposed Franklin's release in a letter sent to the parole board, where he expressed concerns that Franklin only participated in programming after the SJC ruling made him parole eligible. He is participating in programming as a means to an end to strengthen his case before the board, Cruz wrote. Franklin is one of 59 individuals to be granted parole under the SJC Mattis decision as of March 17th, according to a spokesperson for the state's Executive Office of Public Safety and Security. So we continue reading from the Patriot Ledger on this Thursday, April the 9th, 2026, of course, and you are tuned into the Talking Information Center. All right, also on the front page of the Patriot Ledger on this day, gas stations, stores at area BJ's, clubs to stay open later. Shoppers in search of some relief from the high grocery and gas prices will have a little more time to get it after BJ's Wholesale Club announced Monday, April 6th, that all warehouse and BJ's gas locations nationwide are extending their hours. Clubs and gas stations will now stay open until 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday and until 9 p.m. Sundays, the company said in an email release. The change is effective immediately. BJ's members can choose from a variety of time-saving options. Pardon me. Whether shopping online or in club. Curbside pickup include pickup, same-day delivery, and shipping are available on BJ's.com, while members shopping in the club can use Express Pay through the BJ's mobile app to scan products as they shop and skip the checkout lines, the release said. On the South Shore, Quincy has a BJ's Wholesale Club at 200 Crown Colony Drive and gas stations nearby at 30 Liberty Street. There are clubs with a gas station at 105, shops at 5 Way in Plymouth and 901 Technology Center Drive in Stoughton. There is also a BJ's at 622 Washington Street in Weymouth, but it does not have a gas station. Lines have stacked up at discount gas retailers such as BJ's ever since gas prices shot up well over $4 per gallon last week during the U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran and the disruption of the global oil supply chain. The price for a gallon of gas can be up to 30 cents cheaper at warehouse membership retailers, depending on local pricing, coupons, and market conditions. The change in hours follows other changes warehouse retailers have made to accommodate shoppers. Last year, Costco expanded its hours to add an extra hour on Saturday for all members and an extra hour all week for executive members. Like Costco, Sam's Club, BJ's Wholesale Club is a warehouse-sized store that offers fresh foods, produce, full-service deli items, fresh bakery goods, household essentials, home decor, pet supplies, toys, consumer electronics, beer, wine, and liquor, often in bulk sizes for more savings. There are also optical services and a tire center. They also operate gas stations with fuel prices that run an average of 20 cents less per gallon than local gas stations, according to the company. Membership is required. There are two levels. BJ's Club, $60 a year. BJ's Club Plus is $120, but it adds cash back in rewards on most purchases, 5 cents per gallon back on BJ's gas, and other amenities and offers. When is BJ's Wholesale Club open? Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. When is BJ's gas open? Well, Monday through Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sundays, 6:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. So that's the three stories that we have read now so far from the Patriot Ledger that all appear on the front page. So now we are going to go to the second page, page two of the Patriot Ledger on this Thursday, April 9th, 2026, from the Talking Information Center. And here we go. This is the top story on page two in the Patriot Ledger today. Uncle indicted in deadly shooting at Carver child's birthday party. A man accused of opening fire at his 7-year-old nephew's birthday party in Carver earlier this year, killing two and injuring two others, including the child's father, has been indicted. A Plymouth County grand jury indicted Nicholas R. Muse, 23, Friday, April 3rd, on two counts each of murder and armed assault to murder, one count each of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, causing serious bodily injury, and mayhem, and five firearms-related charges, the court records show. He is currently being held without bail, Plymouth County District Attorney Timothy J. Cruz's office said in a statement. What happened at the birthday party? While at his nephew's birthday celebration at a social club in Carver on January 24th, Muse allegedly got into a confrontation with the child's father and opened fire, killing two and injuring two others at the 40-person gathering, prosecutors said. One of the victims, identified as 27-year-old Benjamin Cowart, was pronounced dead at the scene. He sustained multiple gunshot wounds to the head, shoulder, and shin. Another victim, identified as 20-year-old Jalen Pena, was shot in the head and the hip. He was transported to a hospital where he succumbed to his injuries later that night, according to prosecutors. The father of the 7-year-old, identified as a 28-year-old man, was shot in the shoulder. He was flown by medical helicopter to Tufts Medical Center in Boston with non-life-threatening injuries. Another man, 32, was shot in the abdomen, was transported to South Shore Hospital, where he was determined to be in critical but stable condition. On an initial sweep of the scene, officers found a 9mm handgun with several shell casings, prosecutors said. Muse was apprehended in a wooded area nearby after he called 911 and reported he was involved in the shooting, according to Brainerd. He allegedly told officers he was acting in self-defense. Witnesses at the scene, says Muse, who was invited to the party by his sister, had a falling out with the child's father for several years prior. The two reportedly got into a confrontation when Muse started shooting everywhere, prosecutors say. Muse later told police he saw someone at the party reach toward their waistband during the confrontation, but Brainerd said the only firearm found on scene was the one attributed to the defendant. He was arraigned in Wareham District Court January 27th on 2 counts of murder, 2 counts of attempted murder, 2 counts of armed assault to murder, and 6 firearm-related charges. A plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf, court records show. We're reading from the Patriot Ledger here, from the talking information schedule. And we're now into page 3 of the Patriot Ledger on this Thursday. It's April the 9th, 2026. 5 outdoor school vacation activities for kids in Massachusetts. All right, parents, you might want to listen up to this one. And here we go. April is officially underway, bringing spring flowers, rain showers, and soon school vacation to New England. Now that the weather is beginning to warm up, kids across Massachusetts are likely looking forward to an entire week away from school so they can enjoy the outdoors. Luckily, the Bay State is offering plenty of family-friendly outdoor activities during spring break this year, including everything from pop-up mini-golf courses to spring festivals at the zoo. Looking for ideas? Here are 5 things to do outdoors with the kids over school vacation week in Massachusetts this spring. For adventurous kids, school vacation week comes just in time to enjoy the new roller coaster at Six Flags New England, the Quantum Accelerator. Launching April 17th, the Quantum Accelerator is described as a steampunk-themed thrill ride with 2 launches, 11 moments of airtime, and speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Six Flags New England will be open every day from April 17th through April 26th for spring break, with hours from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday through Monday, or 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday. Online tickets currently sell for $39 to $49. Six Flags New England is located at 1623 Main Street in Agawam. Number 2, run the bases at Fenway Park. You want to take the kids to a Red Sox game? The Boston baseball team will play home games at Fenway Park every day from Friday, April 17th through Thursday, April 23rd, featuring themes such as Margaritaville Day and Diary of a Wimpy Kid Day. After the morning game on Marathon Monday, April 20th, Fenway Park will run its Kids Run the Bases promotion, allowing all children in attendance to stand on the field and walk or run along the bases. Tickets for Red Sox games, as well as a full schedule for the season, can be found on the official Red Sox website. Fenway Park is located at 4 Jersey Street in Boston. See the spring flowers, number 3 activity to do in Massachusetts over spring break. Starting on April 18th, Nomkeag will host its 7th annual Daffodil and Tulip Festival, featuring 8 acres bursting with colorful spring bulbs and seasonal displays. Be sure to browse the gift shop, visit the pop-up plant sale, and enjoy refreshments from the outdoor concession stand. Tickets for the festival, which cost $25 per adult, must be purchased online in advance. During spring break, the festival will offer admission in slots from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on April 18th to 20th and April 23rd to 26th, and the festival will continue each Thursday through Sunday through May 10th. Nomkeag is located at 5 Prospect Hill Road in Stockbridge. Oh, another item, a fun thing you can do with your kids during spring break is play mini golf at Market Street. Enjoy a game of mini golf with the kids on the green at Market Street, where the pop-up Mini Masters golf course will return for a 3rd consecutive year during school vacation week. The 9-hole course is inspired by the North Shore, featuring featuring landmarks from the iconic Route 1 Orange T-Rex to the Revere Beach sandcastles. Mini Masters will be open on Market Street from 1 to 5 p.m. every day from Monday, April 20th to Sunday, April 26th. Tickets cost $7 per person and can be purchased through the Market Street Inside Loyalty app. The green at Market Street can be found at 600 Market Street in Linfield. Oh, have fun at the Spring Fest at the Southwick Zoo. If your child loves animals, close out school vacation at Southwick's Zoo Spring Festival. Along with over 900 animals to explore, the festival includes live entertainment, interactive activities, over a dozen vendors, and a beer garden for adults. Springfest at Southwick Zoo will take place from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, April 25th. Online tickets to Southwick Zoo, which can be redeemed any day the zoo is open, start $40 for adults and $35 for children ages 3 to 12 or seniors age 62 and older. Southwick Zoo is located at 2 Southwick Street in Mendon. We are reading from the Patriot Ledger, and we turn now to the business section of the Patriot Ledger on this Thursday, April 9th, from the Talking Information Center. Maker of Stanley tumblers prevails in suit. A federal judge dismissed a proposed class action lawsuit accusing the maker of Stanley tumblers of concealing that the popular water bottles contained lead. In a decision on April 3rd, U.S. District Judge Tana Lynn in Seattle said consumers did not demonstrate a specific and plausible risk of harm from lead by using the tumblers, which are made by the defendant Pacific Market International. The colorful tumblers are sometimes known as Stanley cups and became popular, particularly among women. Lawyers for the plaintiffs did not immediately respond to requests for comment. A lawyer for the defendant had no immediate comment. Litigation over the tumblers began after reports of possible lead contamination went viral on social media in early 2024. Pacific Market International, based in Seattle, said it used pellets to help keep tumblers' contents at proper temperatures, and that while the pellets contained some lead, it was inaccessible to consumers once sealed. The plaintiff said that they would not have bought Stanley cups or would have paid less had they known the risk. Lynn said the plaintiffs did not show the use of lead in Stanley tumblers would be material to reasonable consumers. She found no showing that the mere presence of lead was dangerous or that the pellets could contaminate the contents of Stanley tumblers, be ingested or inhaled. The other business story that's in the Patriot Ledger, SpaceX's listing could drown out the IPO market. Ooh, interesting. Here we go. As Elon Musk's SpaceX closes in on a $75 billion IPO that could rewrite record books, concerns are mounting that others looking to list in 2026 may find it harder to get deals done under the shadow of the Space Ventures' headline-grabbing debut. U.S. markets, prized for their depth, face a critical test, as more than half a dozen analysts and industry experts told Reuters that the SpaceX deal would likely absorb an outsized share of investors' demand, squeezing out other hopefuls. History tells us that a mega IPO like SpaceX can suck up the oxygen in the market. We saw that with Facebook in 2012, said Matt Kennedy, a senior strategist at Renaissance Capital, a provider of IPO-focused research and ETFs. IPOs are a major marketing event, and companies wouldn't want the noise from a SpaceX offering to drown out coverage of their own deals. So, listing activity may die down a bit during the weeks surrounding the SpaceX IPO. Companies have waited years on the sidelines for favorable IPO conditions after a prolonged dry spell. A listing like SpaceX, with its celebrity billionaire CEO, hot industry, and deep-pocketed backers, could have provided the jolt others need to push ahead. Instead, its sheer scale threatens to overshadow others, with Wall Street banks and investors pouring a majority of their attention and money into the operator of the Starlink constellation of satellites. 35 IPOs have priced so far this year, according to data from Renaissance Capital. That is down 37.5% from a year ago. We're reading from the Patriot Ledger here as we continue to go through the stories. And we go to outsiders help case, you help ease UN Iran, U.S. Iran tensions. And the story reads, a knot of defiant actors, three of them talked off a geopolitical cliff edge at the 11th hour. One peacemaker nation trying to end a war on its border while fighting another. A second, a major world power with no Middle East military footprint that views economic leverage against the United States as a strange priority. April 7th began with President Donald Trump making a widely criticized threat to destroy Iran's whole civilization. In the background, two countries, Pakistan, which is entangled in a conflict with Afghanistan, and China, the U.S.'s chief global rival, emerged as an unlikely but effective mediator. A first round of U.S.-Iran negotiations aimed at fleshing out a 10-point peace plan is expected to take place in Islamabad on April 10th. So how to account for Pakistan and China helping to secure temporary fragile peace? Well, it's far from straightforward. Officials in China have for weeks been pressing Pakistan to first resolve its issues with Afghanistan before acting as a mediator in Iran. Both sides accuse each other of harboring militant groups for the purpose of terrorist attacks. China also has been urging Pakistan to show restraint in Afghanistan, a call not clearly heeded. That's the Patriot Ledger on this Thursday, April 9th, from the Talking Information Center.